Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, the magical podcast to feel that you have already attained everything you want right now. And to begin, as always, let's think of one thing that you'd love to bring forth into your life, transformation in some area. Imagine you walk through a door, and on the other side, you have attained what you want already in the now. And notice the feelings, the shift in your feelings, having attained everything you want right now. Just smile, breathe that in, and come into that wonderful feeling of success, of relaxation, attainment, joy, contentment. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? And just keep that energy, that feeling of success, wealth, freedom in your being, in your heart and mind, in your body, as we dive into this episode today. So lots of love from Sedona. Today we're talking about the three levels of manifestation. Or even you could say the three levels of reality, three levels of life. So when we want to manifest things, typically we are wanting to manifest on one of these three levels. Either we want to change our physical environment and our life physically. So there's the outside world, which might mean you live in a different place, you're around different people, you have different bank account money, you have different number of followers and numbers in your business or whatever, right? They're all external things that are in the world, right? So that might mean moving to a different country, getting different outcomes. They're all things that exist separate from ourselves on the outside. So this is when we say, I'd love to have an improvement in my relationship. I'd love to live somewhere different. I'd love to have this amount of money in my bank account. I'd love to be able to go to this place, have this job, right? Lifestyle things. The second level, which is closer to home, is our physical body. So this is where we might say, I'd love to lose weight or gain muscle or get rid of the pain that I have or feel better in my body or get better sleep, right? Or look different or clear up a skin condition or whatever it is, right? There's physical changes in the body. And then the closest to home is I'd like to feel different. So I'd like to feel more relaxed. I'd like to feel more joyful, more peaceful, more happy. I'd like to not have any stress. I'd like to not have any anxiety. I'd like to not be frustrated and angry, worried. All right. These are internal shifts in how we feel. So we've got the external world, then we have the physical body, and then we have our internal world, consciousness, the real experience. And remember, we, the spiritual being, consciousness, is having the experience through the body of the world, right? There's these three levels: consciousness, body, world. And the world we experience, right? If you look around you now, like I'm sitting here in my studio, I can see the mountains, I can see the trees, I can see the sky, I can see various things around here. So when you look at things, what's happening is information from the outside world, the universe, which is all vibrations and wave forms, right? If you study this scientifically, different levels of energy, basically, that energy is coming through the body, the five senses. So how warm is it right now for you, or cold? What are you seeing physically? What are you hearing? What are you smelling, tasting? So these are all the senses. And that energy comes through the senses into your mind, where you experience and interpret the outside world. Right? So this is what's going on. It's very interesting to know this, because this is what's going on all the time. This is our life. So we are internally having an experience in our mind of the external world. And if you take hallucinogenic drugs, or drink alcohol, or have too much coffee, or you're sick or something, the experience of the outside world can appear different than it is normally, right? Like if you're delirious because of having a fever, I'm sure you've experienced this, you might have bizarre visions of things that aren't there, right? Have you ever had that? I mean, I remember when I had a fever and I was in India one time, and seeing all sorts of bizarre things, right? Hearing weird noises and all sorts of stuff. So we experience the outside world internally, and there is a connection between the internal world and the external world. So there's these three levels of life, right? And we could get into the scientific side of consciousness and metaphysics and all that, but that's not the point of this session today. What we're talking about is how when we are manifesting, we're manifesting on one of these three levels. And ultimately, we experience all of it internally. So let's say you get more money, right? So you want this amount of money and you have this amount. Where are you going to experience that transformation in your wealth? You're going to experience it internally, aren't you? Because the outside world is separate from us. And because I've worked with many millionaires, and I even worked with a billionaire, right? A multi-billionaire, one of my clients. And so I know what I know a lot of people with large amounts of money, right? And I can assure you that it doesn't make them happy. I mean, it'd be good if it did, because then that would solve all the problems. But they're still experiencing their wealth in their own mind, aren't they? As they wander around their house. So they have nice houses, nice views, and everything's great. But if someone is stressed out about family member issues or whatever is going on, then even though they're driving down their wonderful driveway in their nice car and everything, they're not happy, because internally there's stress. It's not to say they can't be happy. They are happy some of the time, right? But you can't experience joy and happiness and love and bliss in the external world because of things being nice, if internally you're worried, stressed out, and having negative thoughts. So many times in the manifestation journey, we are trying to change the external conditions in our life, get more money, move to a different place, change our relationships, whatever it is, right? Go somewhere. And why are we doing that? We're doing it so we can hopefully feel better internally. And that, of course, has an effect on our body. So we want to change the amount of money, or change the amount of whatever it is, so that we feel peaceful or relaxed or wealthy or whatever the feeling is, which then also affects how well we can sleep and various other things. So what we have to ask ourselves is, how much focus am I giving to how I'm actually feeling? How am I actually feeling? And how much am I focused on trying to change my environment? Just tune into it, right? What do you want? What are you trying to manifest exactly? Just tune into the different things that you want to manifest. I mean, I have a list of things on various levels. Just think about it. What do you want to change in your life? Now, I'm sure you probably want to change things externally and your body and internally, right? These three different levels. I imagine probably there's a few different levels here. The people who only want to manifest external things, what do you think is going to happen to them when they get what they want, if they get it? They won't be very happy, but that's statistically what happens. Like, people want to win the lottery, they win it, and a lot of them end up really in bad ways. We could do a whole episode on lottery winners. It's fascinating. So if all we want is to change our physical environment, our bank account, this and that and the other, then we're sort of missing the point, because the real thing, the only thing that's actually real, is our internal experience. I'm not saying that there's no such thing as the outside world. That's going too far. There is something here. Like, I'm sitting here in my studio. There's a wall here. There's a chair. There are bank account numbers, right? These things are there. But if all of our focus is, I want to change my physical environment so that I feel better, we are setting ourselves up for disappointment. Because even when we get what we want, we haven't actually changed ourselves internally, which is the source of our feelings. And so there's always going to be something else that we want. And until we get that, then we won't be happy. And I can attest to this personally, right? Because I started meditating when I was 18, and I realized the most important thing is the inner world. And then I went to college, and then I realized I need to get a job and I need to do something. And I started focusing on external things, and I want this and I want that. And then I started manifesting things, and I moved to Hawaii and set up my own business and then made lots of money and all these different things. And there was a period where I was very much externally focused. And I remember one day I was walking on the beach in the North Shore of Kauai, right? If you know anything about Kauai, it's a very expensive place to live. This is like a prized place to be. And I was like in this perfect place early in the morning. The sun is coming up over the ocean. Temperature is perfect. Wind is perfect. Everything's perfect. I had plenty of money, beautiful house, wonderful relationship, and I wasn't happy. So I had everything I wanted and more. Actually, I'd manifested way more than I even thought was possible. I'm like, how the hell did I end up in the middle of this Pacific Ocean and this cool place doing what I want? But I wasn't happy because I had given far too much focus on external things. And in my mind, I was thinking, yeah, but I want this now, and I want this now, and I want this, and I haven't got this. I'd sort of drifted away from the source of good feelings, right? I'm not saying I was like deeply miserable and like crying on the beach or something, but I just felt like this emptiness, because really what I wanted and what I want now, and this really applies to everyone on a deeper level, what we're all actually looking for is a feeling change. Put another way, we want to become a higher version of ourselves. We want to experience our full potential, our joy, our happiness, our well-being. We want to come from an internal place of wealth and abundance that flows from our heart and mind out into the world. So if you're sitting down somewhere, lying down somewhere, having a rest, going for a walk, you feel you feel the good vibrations. You're like, I feel charged. I feel good. Like there's an emanating energy of good feelings coming from within you. That's really success. That's the real success. And that is what creates abundance and wealth. Because that energy has a certain intelligence and a certain attraction about it that has magic effects in the 3D world. Whereas feeling needy and wanting to feel better because of changing our physical situation doesn't have that magic power. And to be clear, I'm not saying you shouldn't manifest things physically. Why not? I mean, we're here to create in the world, aren't we? This is a big playground. So by all means, manifest lots of money and beautiful places and all the rest of it. That's great. But is it coming from a place of lack that I only allow myself to feel good if I get those things? Because what that means practically is that I'm in a state of lack almost all the time. Because until I get what I want, I'm not going to be happy. Right? You see how dark this is. So how do we turn this around, right? So we have these three levels. The way to turn this around is fine to write down everything you want and to think about having attained what you want, right? That's great. What we want to do is say, ultimately, let's imagine you have got everything you want. You've attained everything in your life. You have a beautiful place to live and your beautiful relationships, wonderful health and lots of money and doing great work and helping everyone else. And everything's great, right? Who have you become? Who have you become? Who is this higher self? Who is your future self? What is that person like? What is that being like? Just tune into it. Not what you've achieved physically, but who have you become in that upgraded situation? Just imagine your presence, how you conduct yourself, what you think, how you feel, what your day is like. Just imagine the feeling state and the personality and the general demeanor of your higher self, your future self. And what do you do? What do you not do? That is the manifestation, if you tuned into that. That who you've become is the thing to focus on. Because that not only feels good, you can start experiencing more of that now, right? And that is going to cause the changes in your physical life. You see what I'm saying? If we think only when I get what I want externally, then I will feel better and different and change, that's putting the cart before the horse. We need to become the sort of person who has those sorts of experiences, who is capable of creating and attracting and manifesting those things and living that life. And that becoming is where all the energy is. So instead of trying to change our environment, we want to become a better version of ourselves, to become more loving, more peaceful, more graceful, to feel better, to shift our thinking so that we feel different vibrations in our mind. And this is something that we can do now, right? You can't have the outcomes you want right away. Like, let's say you want to make $10 million. That's going to take time, depending on where you're at, right? Maybe you have $10 million and you want $100 million or $10 billion or whatever, right? All these things take time. But becoming a higher version of ourselves, we can start moving in that direction and feeling that today, right now. So if you became your higher self, like imagine this future version of you that has attained everything. Imagine pulling that version of yourself all the way back here to the now, right here, and just notice how you smile different, how you feel, what sort of things you're interested in doing, what sort of old habits you've given up and don't care about anymore. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? You can pull that energy back here and become that graceful, peaceful, conscious, high-level person that is going to manifest and create various changes in your life and in your body. I'll give a practical example of this for the physical body. So for many years, I mean, I've always had good health, right? But for many years, I've thought I'd like to be in better shape, you know, do more exercise and, you know, do weightlifting and doing just sort out my physical health to the higher level than it was, right? Because I didn't do that much exercise. So I always ate well. And I kept putting this on my vision board and this is what I want for this year and blah, blah, and nothing happened, right? For years and years, nothing happened. Didn't do anything about it at all. I just wrote it down, imagined it, didn't do anything. And then I'm finally like, all right, who do I need to become in order to get in proper shape, realistically? And so then I got a personal trainer and I asked her, what do I actually need to do practically to get in shape? And she said, look, you just need to eat more protein and less carbohydrates and go on a hike for like an hour a day, which I like to do anyway, because that's been part of the reason I moved to Sedona from Hawaii, is because there's better hiking. And also come to the gym twice a week for an hour. And do some easy weights or some exercises at home, right? So in other words, it's like 40 minutes an hour a day of exercise. Most of it's just going on walks, which I really enjoy anyway. Weightlifting and all that, I don't necessarily enjoy that much, but if I'm totally honest with you, but I don't dislike it that much either, and it's not a big deal. I mean, can I really say I haven't got 2 hours a week to lift weights, right? This is absurd. Of course I do, right? 168 hours in a week. Of course, 2 hours for my health. So in order to change my physical body, I need to become the sort of person who prioritizes going on hikes, eating better, cutting out unnecessary large amounts of carbohydrate. I mean, I love my fruit and sweet potatoes and whatever else, but just to cut it back and have more proteins, like natural proteins, and just go to the gym, right? And when I go there, my personal trainer says, do this, and we're going to do this, do 20 of these, you know, 15 of those, whatever. It's not a big deal, right? Just drive over there, do the things, come back. So by becoming that sort of person, not only do I feel empowered now, but I start actually getting the results physically that I want. So it changes our feelings and it changes our body, and then it leads to changes in our external world. So, who do you need to become to manifest what you want? And how can you experience more of that and become more of that and be more of that today? Because that will give you the feeling of success, which is really what we're looking for anyway. So that's immediate success, and it will allow you to do the things and act in the way that creates and causes and attracts that amazing transformation in your life. So who do you need to become? Who are you really? I'll leave that with you to think about. Thank you so much for your presence. I appreciate you. Hope you're doing great. Keep it up. Talk to you soon. This is Michael McIntosh with Your Wish Fulfilled.